holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 11, letter number 3535, Baruch Hashem. The eve of Zman Matan Teresenu, Erev Shavuos, time of giving of the Torah. Ha'itov Shem Tezvah, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, in responding to your letter dated the 19th of Iyar that I have received with some delay. So, what they were trying to do, they wanted to bring to their country, which I don't know where it is, doesn't say that. It's one of the countries of Africa, I don't know, Morocco or whatever, because in France, in those areas over there, because the Rebbe says your effort in bringing a expert scribe, so thank Hashem, the effort has been fruitful, it's progressing. And as far as the details, where he should settle and the work, etc. So the Rebbe says you should consult and discuss it with all the titles of Agoyen, Marin Binyamin Elio Sheyichia Garadetsky. If possible, do it in writing. Or either in writing, if possible, or face to face, when he is going to be visiting you in your country in sometime soon. And the Rebbe says, praise that from him and from you, together, the name of Hashem, he uses the quote of the Gemara, the name of Hashem will be elevated. So the Rebbe basically is saying, you know, there's another person involved over here in where to try to set up this scribe. Over there, discuss it with Rabbi Garadetsky, and the Rebbe said there is some progress, and he should continue the discussion with Rabbi Garadetsky to find out all the detail. Further, Rebbe says to fulfill your request, it looks like it's one of the rabbis of the Sephardic communities in Morocco, or something like this, it looks like, that's my guess. But the Rebbe says that I sent you the line of Svarim of Zdei Chemet. Zdei Chemet has been printed by a Chabad, even though the rabbi was a Sephardic rabbi, but the rights to print the book was given over to Chabad, and the Rebbe printed his books called Zdei Chemed, that's the books, 10 volumes, so the Rebbe sent him, and the Rebbe says, so that he blesses him, that Hashem's desire that each of us should succeed to give, to be able to rule the halacha lamaisa. He was a codifier, he collected a lot of different halachas from various different Sephardim, different books, and he put it together. It was like a collection of many different Sephardim, but that's practical in the halacha. So the Rebbe says we should all succeed in teaching and to rule in practical speaking, especially in the laws that are necessary in day-to-day life. And the Rebbe says it's already written that the preparation, the foundation that is pure Yirat Shamayim, pure fear of heaven, beyond the reason and the understanding of the intellectual soul and the way the world goes things, to be dedicated to Hashem beyond the common logic and beyond the common intellect that the world runs by, you know, the fads of the world or the way we understand things, but to connect to Hashem in a level which is beyond, above just the reason. As our sages tell us about King David, in the Gemara Sanhedrin Sadigimul Beis that the ruling remains like King David in all places. When King David had a dispute with the other of the sages, with the Sanhedrin, it remains like King David. And the reason is because the Pasuk says, Havaye Imoy, Hashem is with him, which means he gets that support over there. It uses the term of Hashem, Havaye Imoy. It says, Havaye Imoy. Havaye Imoy means, what does it mean? Hashem is with him, meaning that the Halacha is like him. The name Hashem, Havaye, Yudke Vovke, is the essence name of Hashem. Shem is named Elohim, Kael, Shadai, there's various different names, but the name of Havaye is the essence of Hashem's name. Havaye represents Yudke Vovke, Hoya, Hoive, V'yiye Kechot. He was, he is, and will be all at once. He's beyond, above time. That's the name Yudke Vovke, which means Lamaylo Mahateva Legamri, which is beyond nature, totally. Ulamaylo Mishem Elikim, and this is higher than the name of Elikim, Kemoshu Mislabish Beteva, because that is the way Hashem dresses up in nature. He's called Elokim. But when we talk Hashem beyond nature, it's beyond time and beyond space. Shelochin Omru Razal, that's why our sages tell us that Elokim is the gematria of Hateva. The name of Elokim has the same numerical value as the value of Hateva. So I guess it's 86. So Elokim is also 86, right? 31, 36, yeah, 36, 46, 86, yeah. So they both have the numerical value of 86. Why? Because Elokim, that's God's name as it is within the nature. But the name of Yudke Vavke, the Shem Havaye, that's beyond nature. Brought down from the Pardis and the various different places also, maybe in the Zohar. And the Rebbe concludes with honor and with blessing for a joyful Yom Tov and to receive the Torah b'simcha b'pnimis, with joy in an inner. So the Rebbe is telling him that there is some progress with getting a scribe to move to their community, exactly where the Rebbe says needs to be discussed together with Rabbi Garadetsky, and he's not taking away the honor by him getting involved. Together, it'll be you'll be accomplishing this great thing. Rabbi also writes to him about sending him the book of the Zdei Chemet. And the Rebbe says, when we talk about halacha, you have to have Yiret Shamayim beyond reason. And the Rebbe says that's why it says with regards to David, that Allah is like him, because Hashem, which is beyond reason, the Rebbe brings the difference between Elokim and Havaye. So the name of Yudke Vavke means past, present, and future altogether, which is a level of higher than nature.